Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week for new all-age comics for the week of May 3rd, 2017. This week is the busiest week of the year, literally. It's Free Comic Book Day on Saturday, Star Wars Day on the 4th of May, and of course every Wednesday is New Comic Book Day, and this week sees the Disney Revolution coming forth. A comic book that's a one-shot that is going to set up a ride at a very popular amusement park, Pick. The Little Mermaid, Five Worlds, and Real Friends. That's this week on the podcast. The music this week is from The Losers. You can check out all their stuff over at Free Music Archives, and I recommend that you do. So this week is really, it's like Christmas for the comic book stores, because Saturday is Free Comic Book Day. It's always the first Saturday in May, and it's complicated somewhat because some days Free Comic Book Day is the same day as Star Wars Day, which is the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. So on that day, you can expect to see lots of Star Wars memes, and if you go to a baseball game or any sort of sporting event in the next week, odds are it's going to be Star Wars Day there with Star Wars bobbleheads or dress up as a Yoda and receive free popcorn or something. I don't know. They'll have some kind of special, that's for sure. However, there really is so much, I'm getting slightly distracted by shiny objects. Comic books. Let's talk about that for a second, because we're going to have a separate podcast about the cool all-age comics for Free Comic Book Day, because there are over 30 comic books that you can choose from. You can take 5 home from your local store. Separate podcast. We'll go through all of that. New Comic Book Day is Wednesday. Boom. Let's talk about that, why don't we? There are some great single-issue comics this week. However, if you take it as a whole, the week is owned by some great graphic novels. Let us kick things off with the comic books. It is Disney Week. Name a Disney property and their comic book comes out this week. Let's take the roll call. Disney Frozen, check. Disney Pixar, Cars, check. Disney Princesses, check. Disney Princess number 12, that's a pretty good title. If you have a young girl who's a reluctant reader, that's going to be fun. The vocabulary in all of these is going to be, I'll say, challenging for a first grader, but second grade and up can read it by themselves, or first grade with a little assistance. Also, you've got Uncle Scrooge coming out, even though it's not really a Disney thing. It's a Disney property, obviously. Uncle Scrooge, number 26, from IDW. They do great stuff, they do. Also, Pink Panther. Man, when this comic came out, I didn't dig it at all. However, I've kind of learned to like it, mainly because I've started watching the cartoon with our 5- and 7-year-old. And it's just incredibly cute. It really is. This is the Pink Panther Super Special. It is the summer issue. It's thicker than usual, and it's $3.99. It's from American Mythology Productions. If your kids like the show, the cartoon, they're going to immediately jump into this comic book, be it the summer special, this one, or the semi-monthly issues that they have of Pink Panther that are out. Some of the strips in this comic book are older, so it's like reprints from the 60s or 70s, whereas some of the strips are new. So it's a mixed bag, and it may require some reading from the moms and dads out there for the kids to get the most of it. Another comic book that's coming out this week has ties to, shockingly, Disney, and not so shockingly, on the superhero side of things, but here's the kicker, it ties into a theme park ride. It's Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout number 1. Now, this is going to be rated teen, according to Marvel. So, you know what? I'd say 10 and up. You're going to be okay with this. Know your child, though. If I were an 8-year-old, I would be reading this and enjoy every minute of it. The comic book details the backstory that sets up the Mission Breakout Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Disneyland. Not coincidentally, that opens up very soon, with the movie opening up May 6th here in the States. It's already opened up overseas, made over $100 million already. Go Marvel, go Disney, make some money. So that's the comic book here. It's a one-shot, and it's some really good cross-marketing. It really is. I mean, it's kind of a cash grab. However, the Guardians of the Galaxy are really hot right now, and their comic book is really good. Literally, every issue I pick up of that is can't miss. Even though it's going to be slightly for older kids, again, 8 if you're me as a kid. 10 and up, use your judgment. Do it for there. It's a one shot. It's $5. And hey, here's a little trivia for you. Disneyland, Disney World, how do you tell the difference? Disney World, much bigger. The best way to think of it is that everything fits in the world, even Disneyland. There we are. Oh, another side note. I worked at Disney World back when Tower of Terror at Disney World opened. And the way they tweaked the ride was amazing because I was one of the beta testers who wrote it like the first couple of times. And when I wrote it, it was horrifying because it was so fast, it wasn't fun. I mean, it was literally, you take the elevator up, it scoots, it stutter stop, and then you go down really fast without the showmanship that they have now. And we were at Disney World last year, and that's what has happened, where they've tweaked the ride so much that it's got panache and showmanship and, yeah, chutzpah. And that kind of, that makes me feel happy for Mission Breakout, because when I heard they were closing Tower of Terror out there, you know what, maybe they could do it. But then you see how they can tweak it, because it's all the software. You tweak the software, you create some graphics and some video and audio to go around it, and boom, you were in the collector's plaza. Little side Disney note there. Now, let's get on with some of these cool graphic novels I mentioned earlier. This first one is more of a reading-centric Dog Man and a less crass or coarse Captain Underpants. This is Captain Narwhal and Jelly Jolt, a Narwhal and Jelly book. It's got a fun title, doesn't it? Jelly Jolt, Captain Narwhal. Because what the heck's a narwhal? A narwhal is that strange dolphin-like creature with a unicorn hook. That's what a narwhal is. I didn't know that until I see this, even though I go to the beach several times a year. There we are. This is going to be a graphic novel that's going to appeal to young readers who like good, silly fun. And I'm sure you don't know anybody like that. Our 5-year-old, this is a book, a graphic novel that he would really enjoy. It's all original stuff. It's from Ben Clanton, and he's been doing some online comics for a while. I believe that is where this graphic novel came from. But this is all original stuff. In other words, the characters were born online, they proved successful, and look, it's the second book from Jelly Jolt and Super Narwhal. There we are. Good fun. Ages 5 and up, you'll like this. 64 pages is from Tundra Books. So if you read the website at all, daddymojo.net, last week we reviewed a really fabulous graphic novel that came out a couple years ago. It was recently reprinted from Image, and it's worth mentioning because this week sees a brand new graphic novel with the same character, same author. It is Pix, 2 Super 4 School. Now, this is brand new stuff, whereas the graphic novel that I looked at the other week was One Weirdest Weekend. That was, I think, from 3 years ago. It was just reprinted from Image Comics. This character is fabulous. She's a girl. She's a teen girl who thinks, and I say thinks in air quotations, but she has superpowers. She thinks she's a fairy princess. But you know what? I think she is too. She claims she is. Perhaps that's a better way to phrase it. She claims she is. But what makes Pix such a great graphic novel is it's thoroughly modern. I mean, Pix and her friends, they've got the same stresses and technological challenges by having too many technological things around us that kids today have. And it's age-appropriate for ages, say, 9, maybe even 8 and up. However, the art in this is really great. It's kind of like a throwback. It's like throwback 70s and 80s classic action art. The metaphor I used in the post last week was this. It's like Archie from Riverdale. It's like Archie with a superhero, and it's incredibly cool. It's great stuff. It really is. It's Pix, P-I-X, Volume 2. 2 Super 4 School. It's from Greg Schigel, and it's from Image Comics, and it's going to be appropriate for ages 8 and up. Boys or girls, you will love it equally. If you're familiar with this character in this second graphic novel, it's where Pix has some challenges. She's not sure if she wants to be a superhero anymore. Is she really a superhero? Her friends are doubting her, and sometimes with great power comes great responsibility, to quote another superhero. Pix probably doesn't say that, but she probably has a very clever pun upon that. Plus, prom is coming up. What is she going to do there? If you spend any time at all in your child's library at school, you're going to run across a couple of books from this publisher. This is Paper Cuts. Paper Cuts with a Z. because the S costs too much. I kid. This is called The Little Mermaid, and it's not The Little Mermaid that you may be thinking it is. It's more of an artsy, fable-ish, magical type Little Mermaid. It's from Metafrog. I love the way they spell their name. And when you check out their art, it's very distinctive, and you will recognize it as it's more new agey than what you're expecting. If you're expecting, oh, The Little Mermaid, I know what this is going to be. But it's not. This is more like a new age poet, poetry oriented Little Mermaid. It's really beautiful, and it's neat because it skews what you think it is into something that is wholly original and fresh. And you're like, wow, this is pretty cool. It's very new agey, it's very fable-y, but I think you'll dig it if you like that. It's The Little Mermaid, and it's a brand new graphic novel this week from Paper Cuts. Let's take a look at a new graphic novel, an original graphic novel from Shannon Hale that has much more emotion and much more oomph, much more kind of punch to the gut than you expect from a graphic novel. It's called Real Friends, and it's illustrated by Luann Pham. And what makes this special is really its heart. It is the story of Shannon as she was growing up. And the co-headline to this is a true story about cool kids and crybabies. And when you don't even need to open the book to kind of retrofit that with the main title, Real Friends, and then the side headline. And it's got some power behind it because it questions, who's your real friend? How do you become your real self? When do you start trusting people? How do you know when somebody's being a bully? How do you know when it's being a jerk? How do you know when your friend is just goofing with you, but they're still really your friend? This book explores all of that. It also has some wild imagination. And it has the underpinning of a happy ending, but it also has kind of a bittersweet journey there because there are lots of bullies and it's about discovering yourself, and it's really neat. It's a great example of graphic novel as something that is beyond what those think it is. Kind of like the previous book, whereas you think, oh, this is going to be a book about mermaids. It's not. This is a book that is about real friends, but it's about discovering your real friends and figuring out yourself so that you can be the best conduit to accept a real friend when they want to enter your life. It's self-help here on the podcast today, but this is a really great book. It really is. And it is going to help people. It is. And when you open the graphic novel, it's neat because there's a conversation with Shannon and two young readers. And Shannon's asking the two young readers what they think of the book. And their responses are really telling because they say what you think they would say. It just means more coming from the words, the written words, of a 12 and an 8-year-old. Basically, don't be a jerk, be nicer to people. And wow, I wish I could go back in time and do some of that. Great graphic novel with more emotional punch than you think it will have. It's Real Friends, and it is from Shannon Hale, and it's from First Second Books. Another original graphic novel that really has a great story is this week's Five Worlds, The Sand Warrior. This is a fascinating book because of who has their paws in this. Basically, you have five creators pool their talents into a 3-series book, and the first one is out this week. It's Five Worlds, The Sand Warrior. It's got Mark Segal, Alexis Segal, Exantha Buma, Matt Rockefeller, and Buya Sun. And Matt Rockefeller, I was trying to figure out where I knew that name. He did Trains. Trains was a great children's book that came out last year. It was basically a train that physically moved through the book, and he did the illustrations to that. And when you look at Five Worlds, The Sand Warrior, immediately I was kind of struck with the artistic. It kind of reminded me of Space Battle Lunchtime, and not in a ripoff kind of way, just kind of a soft character, rounded, edgy appeal. This takes place in on another world, but it's grounded in reality. It's almost like a science fiction fable, as you were, about three friends, and it's beautiful. It really is. It's going to speak a little more to girls than boys, but it's not by much. It's maybe like a 55-45 ratio, be it girls to boys. great stuff, and it's just fun to look at. It really is. It's a very unique graphic novel that I think you'll like, and it's also got a very wide range of people who will enjoy it. I'll say ages 8 and up. I enjoy reading it. That's it. This is Five Worlds, and it is from Random House Kids. It's out this week. With Star Wars Day just around the corner, Star Wars Day is May 4th. Every year, may the 4th be with you, as well as any Star Wars meme or picture of Star Wars toys you can get out there. Let's take a look at three new Star Wars books that will rock the socks off of any kid 8 and up. Star Wars Builders. It's a three-book series. Star Wars Builders Starfighters, Star Wars Builders Droids, and Star Wars Builders Millennium Falcon. Now, these are books with cardboard cutouts where you can make certain things. Like in Droids, you can make three droids. In Starfighters, you can make two crafts. You can make an X-Wing fighter and one of those TIE fighters. And with Millennium Falcon, you can make a large Millennium Falcon. The stock paper used to make these creations is really durable. So once you make them, it's not flimsy paper that is easily going to be sat upon and crushed. This is something that's going to be around for years. I mention that because the books are $25. Ooh, yeah, I know. They're a little pricey for one, but they're great fun, and they're surprisingly easy and very cathartic to put together. They are. We've had our 7-year-old put together one or two of the models, and it was a little challenging when he was distracted. He did it once or twice when he had some friends over, and it didn't work out so well. We had to use some glue. However, if you're 8 years old and do it in a distraction-free zone, like you're going to sit down and hunker down and do it, it's fun. It's relaxing. And the punch-out tabs slide into the grooves that exist in the cardboard to where you do not need glue, and they stay together. It's fun stuff. They also come with a book on the exterior of it, so you've got the cardboard bits that you kind of punch out to make the creations, as well as a book that's about 80 pages that has lots of history about droids, ships, and the Millennium Falcon, as well as hundreds of pictures. So it's a good Star Wars dictionary, as well as craft, if you want to surprise that young Star Wars fan in your life.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.